会的Mission Director 哈，就是我们的总干事Joe Rickman 弟兄在我们当中哈，跟我们分享。Brother Joe, we would like to welcome you to our church. Brother Joe is the Director of Mission for Greater Detroit Baptist Association. Let us give him a warm welcome. 让我们来一起来欢迎他。请赵弟兄来翻译哈。
It is a pleasure to be with you again today. It's been a long time since I've been out here. I apologize for that.
今天我很高兴有机会来跟大家再次会面啊，我已经很久没有来到大家当中了。
We have four of our churches that are without pastors, and they have been inviting me a lot to speak, and it takes away from my time.
我们大底特特利区有四个教会没有牧师，所以我经常受邀请到他们那边讲道啊，所以我需要花很多时间。
And I'm not trying to make excuses, just giving reasons.
Yeah, 我不是要给你一个这个借口。
Also, I don't always preach with a translator, so I apologize to you now if I get ahead of you.
我通常不需要有人来翻译，所以如果我讲得太快啊，请你原谅。
I'm going to be speaking today from the Gospel of Luke.
今天我要跟大家分享的是从路加福音里面出来的一段话。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章。
It is the story about Zacchaeus.
关于撒该的这个故事。
And perhaps you'll just allow me to read it all in English, and then I will allow you to read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读一次，然后我们再用中文来读一次。
Then Zacchaeus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature.So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.Then Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Lord, look, I give half of my words to the poor, half of my goods, I'm sorry, to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anybody by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
路加福音第十九章第一节到第十节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主，他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身体又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，请快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说：“他进到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着，对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若饿到了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家。”因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Zacchaeus was a man that had desperately wanted to see Jesus.
撒该是一个非常心里急迫想要看耶稣的人。
If not, he would not have gone to such great length to be in the presence of Jesus.
如果不是的话，他不会那么辛苦的想要尝试的去看耶稣。
I am going to insert my own thinking into the text, and what I'm thinking here is that Zacchaeus took a look at himself and found out that he was not matching up to what he ought to be.
我现在把一些我自己看这段经文的想法跟大家分享一下。大概一定是想到说，哎，我在生命里面已经哪些地方没有达到我应该要达到的标准。
A young boy, a delivery boy, went into the drugstore.
有一个送货的一个小年轻人，他进了一家店啊，专门卖药的店。
He went to the telephone, the public telephone, to make a call.
他到那边想借用这个公共的电话，想要打个电话。
The druggist overheard the conversation.
这个店里的人听到他在电话上所说的。
And this is the way it went.
这就是他说的的事情。
May I speak to the boss, please?
我可不可以跟这个老板讲几句话
？I am interested in a job.
我想要找到一份工作。
I am a delivery boy.
我是专门送货的。
Do you have any openings?
你们有没有一个我可以申请的工作
？Oh, you don't.
或者你没有
？You are happy with the delivery boy you have.
现在你对这个送货的这个人，你满意吗
？Well, thank you very much.
谢谢你，拜拜。
So as the boy was walking out of the store,
当这个小孩走出去的时候
，the druggist came up to him and said,
店的老板上来跟他说。
I am sorry you did not get the job.
对不起，我很抱歉，你没有得到这份工作。
The boy said, "I do have that job. I am the one I inquired about."
其实我有这个工作，我就是那个问说有没有这个工作的那个人。
I was just checking up on myself.
我只是要看看我自己到底是怎么样情况。
In the book of Corinthians,
在哥林多 ，Corinthians。在哥林多前书里面第十一章
，Paul spoke to them about the Lord's Supper。
保罗跟哥林多教会的人讲到这个圣餐的事情。
He said that they were not doing communion correctly。
保罗提醒他们说，他们领圣餐的时候没有做得好。
And he said you ought to examine yourself before taking it。
保罗说你们要先自我省察之后才来领这个圣餐。
It would be good for all of us to examine our lives, not only at the Lord's Supper, but
at all times. 对我们基督徒来讲，我们不应该只是在圣餐的时候才来审查我们自己，我们应该是随时都来审查我们自己。
And I think that that is what Zacchaeus did. He was looking at himself.
这个就是撒该所做的事情，他是看看他自己。
How do we look at ourselves in a personal life that we live?
我们怎么样在我们日常自己日常生活里面来审查我们自己呢
？Well, there are times when I will step out in the morning, as I did this morning. I will go before Margaret, who is my wife, and I will say, "How do I look?"
像今天早上我可能要预备来你们这里之前，我可能先到我的太太叫做 Margaret 面前。然后在那边给他看一看，然后问他说：“到底我今天怎么样？情况怎么样
？”I want to make sure the tie is right, matches the suit, shirt.
我希望他能够告诉我到底我穿着怎么样，到底整齐不整齐
？In a personal sense, we judge ourselves by how we look.
这从我们个人的这个观点来讲，我们经常会看看我们自己，到底我们在别人面前到底是人家看我们怎么样看。
I also look at myself as to what have I achieved.
很多时候我们也会看看我们自己到底我们成就了有什么事情。
I have a twin brother.
我有一个双生的一个弟兄。
Personal possessions and worldly goods mean a lot to him.
对他来讲，在世界上他拥有的财富或者是物品，对他来讲非常重要。
He always, from the time we were teenagers,
从我们在年轻的时候
，He was saying, "I'm going to be rich one day."
他会跟我讲说，我将来有一天我要做一个很有钱的人。
I'm going to drive expensive cars.
我要开一个很有这个很贵的那个车子。
Now I'm going to own a big house.
我也希望能有一个很大的房子。
But today, he is about ready to lose it all because he is a realtor and it's, you know, it's just to the bottom.
今天很可惜的，他可能这些他所梦想的可能都会失去，因为他是一个做卖房子的房地产的人。
If I look at achievement as to my success, then I could be very disappointed.
如果我只是看到我自己在生命里面，这个生活里面所成就的，我可能会非常失望。
We look at ourselves as to approval. Who approves of me?
我们很多时候会想到说，别人会不会肯定我们？
We like to have our families approve of us. I want Margaret to look at me and say, I'm a good husband.
我们经常会看看我们家人他们会不会对我们有些肯定。
I would like for my,
我的太太她会不会觉得我很对我有很大的肯定。
I would like for my three daughters to look at me and say, he is a good father.
那我经常是希望我的女儿她会对我一个肯定，觉得我是一个很好的父亲。
But there are times walk into a public place and somebody recognizes you who is higher than you.
有的时候你可能到一个公共场所，你碰到一些人，他们的地位可能比你要高。
In status, and it gives you kind of a warm feeling.
你有的时候会觉得说，平常你是想到说你会有一个很温暖的感觉。
I look at myself by affluence.Affluence, wealthy.
有的时候我们看看我们自己的财富。
When I look at these things in a human sense, however,
但是从人的观点来看的话
，how I look, my achievements, my approval, my affluence,
我的外表、我的成就、我的富有
，these things can all let me down.
这些其实都会让我们失望。
If I don't have them, it does not mean that I am still not something of value.
如果我没有刚才所提的那几样，并不表示说我的生命里面就没有了价值。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 31,
罗马书第八章31节
The words are there. What can we say about all of this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
罗马书八章三十一节，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢
？The Bible tells me if I have the whole world and lose my soul, what have I gained？
圣经告诉我们说，我们如果赚得全世界，但是失去我们的灵魂，我们到底得到什么呢？
If I have Jesus, I have everything.
如果我有耶稣的话，我就有所有的一切。
When I read about Zacchaeus,
当我读到关于撒该的这件事情的时候
，I think he looked at himself.
我想他看他自己
，and he came up short.
他发现到说他没有达到他所想要达到的标准。
That is kind of a pun, a reference to his stature.
他可能是讲到他的身材，因为他个子很矮。
But he didn't measure up in height, and he didn't measure up in life.
在身材上来讲，他没有达到他想要的标准。可是，在他的生命里面、生活里面，他可能想到，他也没有达到那个他想要达到的标准。
In life, he had everything, but in the spirit, he had nothing.
在他的生活里面，他可能有世界上所有的东西，但是在灵性的生命上，他可能什么都没有。
So Zacchaeus decided he needed to do something about his life.
所以撒该决定他需要做一些他该做的事情。
He had heard about Jesus.
他听到关于耶稣。
And what Jesus had done for others.
他也知道说耶稣替许多人做了许多的事情。
And he felt that if I can get to Jesus, he will fill this emptiness in my heart.
所以他想，如果我能够到耶稣那里找到他的话，他能够填满我心里面的空虚。
The word short, where it says he was short of stature,
这个个子矮小啊，这里经节里面所说的是他的个子矮小
，is a word that gives us in English the word midget.
在英文里面就是说他是个小矮人的意思。
And so that will give you an idea of how short he was.
你如果想象这个小矮人，你可以想象出来到底他有多矮。
When he heard that Jesus was coming,
当他听到耶稣要来的时候，
there was a crowd already gathered.
已经有很多的人在耶稣的四围。
And he was trying to get to the front of the crowd so he could see Jesus.
那他是想说能够走到最前面去，能够亲自的看到耶稣。
Now he was a tax collector.
他是一个收这个税的人。
And he had many enemies.
他有很多的敌人。
And when he tried to get to the front, the people that he took taxes from,
当他想要到前面去的时候，一定旁边有很多他以前收税的人那些人在里面。
And saw that it was Zacchaeus.
看到说是撒该。
And would not let him go forth.
一定是阻挡他，不让他到前面去。
I can understand their feelings.
我可以理解他们的心情。
They had had a lot of their wealth taken from them by Zacchaeus.
撒该把很多他们的财富给刮走了。
And in their mind they were saying,
在他们的心，在他们脑海里面，他们想的是
，Zacchaeus in the tax booth, I have to do what you say.
当撒该在那边收这个税的时候，我需要听他告诉我什么。
But as the young people say, this is my turf.
这些人讲，现在是在我的地盘了。
And I don't have to let you do anything here.
我现在不需要让你来做你想要做到的事情。
So Zacchaeus needed higher to see over the crowd.
所以撒该需要能够爬到高一点的地方，他才能看到耶稣。
And he climbed up into the sycamore tree.
所以他就爬到那个桑树上面去。
Jesus came walking by.
耶稣走过来的时候，
and he looked up into the tree,
他看到那个树，
and he saw Zacchaeus,
他看到撒该。
In his heart, he already knew where Zacchaeus was.
在他的心里面，他已经知道撒该在哪里。
And he knew just what Zacchaeus needed.
他知道撒该所需要的是什么。
There are three things that I'd like to share with you today out of this story.
今天从这个故事里面，我想跟各位分享三样事情。
Number one, no matter how insignificant I feel,
第一不管你觉得自己多没有价值，
多
不重要。
Jesus notices me.
耶稣注意到我。
At this point, Zacchaeus felt like he was out of control.
在这个时候，撒该会想到说，所有的东西都不在我控制之内了。
He had no power.
没有权力。
He was at the mercy of the people.
他是在，就说他不能够得到人家对他的认可。
And Jesus looked straight at him.
但是耶稣看着他。
Knew right where he was.
耶稣知道他到底是在哪里。
It gives me such great hope.
这个给我很大的一个希望。
To know that if I am here today,
我知道如果今天我是在这里，
or anywhere in the world,
或者在世界的任何一个角落，
and I feel as though I am nothing,
如果我感觉到是我完全没有价值，
God knows right where I am,
但是神知道我在什么地方。
And he looks at me,
他看着我，
and he notices me,
他注意到我。
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们说，
that God knows,
神知道，
the number of hairs on my head,
我们头发上到底有几根头发。
When I woke up this morning and took my shower,
今天早上我起来的时候，我去冲澡，
and I combed my hair,
然后我就梳我的头，
there were several of them laying on the counter,
那我注意到有几根头发在这个台子上面，
and I thought to myself,
我就自己想到这个事情。
God must be here.
神一定在这里。
Because he's counting my hairs.
因为他在数我的头发。
Whenever I feel insignificant,
不管我们觉得我们自己多没有价值或者多不重要。
The fact that I know that God is thinking about me,
这个事实当我知道说神在想我的时候，
makes me feel very important.
让我觉得我其实是很重要的。
In Psalm 56,
在诗篇五十六篇
verse 8
第八节
we find these words
我们发现、这几句话
Psalm 56 verse 8
五十六篇第八节
you have kept a record of my wanderings put my tears in your bottle they are already in your book from that verse I understand that God notices me
从这经节里面我知道说神、都、会注意到我
a second thing that I find from this story
第二件事情从这些故事里面我学到的
is that no matter what others say about me
不管别人、对我的看法是什么
Jesus affirms me
耶稣是肯定我的
We read in the story that when Jesus came by, he looked up at the tree and he said, Zacchaeus.
当耶稣过来的时候，他头抬起来看到树上的人，他就说，撒该。
God knows my name.
所以耶稣知道我的名字。
And others said, he is going home to be with a sinner.
别人在议论的时候是说耶稣要回、要去跟这个罪人、去住宿
But that didn't matter to Jesus
但是对耶稣来讲这并不是重要的事情
Because Zacchaeus was important to him
因为撒该对耶稣来讲是很重要的
Since God is the highest court on morality and purity
既然耶稣在、法庭里面是那个最高的这个道德的这个、官
He does not care about what others think about you.
他不在乎说别人对你的看法是什么。
What he thinks about you is really the important thing.
他觉得你怎么样才是最重要的。
The name Zacchaeus means the pure one.
撒该的这个名字的原来的意思是说纯洁的。
And God did not look upon what Zacchaeus made of his life, but He looked upon what he had made Zacchaeus to be.
耶稣看到撒该的时候，他不是看到撒该怎么样来活他的生活，而是他看到的是说神怎么样能够改变他，变成有一个新的生活。
In Psalm 27,
在诗篇二十七篇
verse 10,
第十节
it reads, "Even if my father and mother abandon me." The Lord will take care of me.
我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
We are important to Jesus.
我们对耶稣来讲是非常重要的。
A woman was taking an art class in college.
有一个妇人在大学里面学艺术。
She had raised her family and was going back to school.
她培养了她家里的小孩，她决定要回学校去。
Towards the end of the class time,
在这个上课快结束的时候
，and the year was ending,
这个在学期末的时候
，the professor said, "I want you to bring your first picture back to class."
这个教授说，我希望你在这我们这个课堂里面第一次你所画的那个画，我希望你可以把它带回来。
She went to the professor and said, "Can I bring another picture? I don't have that one."
他说他跟这个教授说我可不可以带回来另外一个这个我所画的因为我没有这个第一次所画。
And the professor said, did you throw it away?
教授问他说你把那一幅给丢了吗
?And the woman said, no, it's on my mother's refrigerator.
他说不是那个画在我母亲家里的他的这个冰箱上面贴着。
And I think that if God had just one big gigantic refrigerator,
我在想说如果神有一个非常大的一个这个冰箱的话
He'd have something from each one of your lives hanging on it
我相信神一定会在我们当中每一个人那幅画他会贴在他的那个冰箱上
Because you are important to your father
因为你对父神来讲是非常重要的
The third thing that I see from this story
这个第三件事情在这个故事里面我所学到的
Is that no matter what I've done,
不管我曾经做过什么
Jesus wants me.
耶稣还是要我。
I don't know if all of you belong to Jesus or not.
我不知道说在座的各位是不是都是神的子民。
But I know that whoever you are, Jesus wants you.
但是我知道不管你是谁，耶稣一定会要你。
And he wants you to come home.
他要你能够回到他的家里来。
He said, Zacchaeus, come down, I must go to your house today.
他说，撒该，请你从树上下来，我今天要到你家里。
Isn't that a wonderful thought that God wants me?
这是不是一个很奇妙的这个思考，就说神他说他要我们。
There are a lot of people losing their houses today.
今天有很多人他们失去他们的房子。
A lot of people losing their job.
很多人失去他们的工作。
More people out living on the streets.
很多人变成无家的游民。
And they have no hope.
他们没有希望。
But if they could read the story about Zacchaeus,
但是他们如果可以读关于撒该的这个故事的话，
they would have the hope that God wants me.
他们会有希望说神是要我的。
A woman came into the presence of Jesus.
有一个妇人她到耶稣的面前来。
She was a very sinful woman.
她是一个犯罪极深的一个妇人。
She had a container of precious ointment.
她有一个很贵重的这个真马达的香膏。
The perfume of her trade.
这个是一个非常香的香膏。
She put it on the head of Jesus.
她把它放在耶稣的头发上。
And began to cry.
开始哭泣。
And washed his feet.With her tears.
然后用她的泪水来洗耶稣的脚。
And the people who stood around said,
旁边的人都说，
If he really knew who she was, he would have nothing to do with her.
如果耶稣知道这个人是怎样的人，耶稣可能就不愿意跟她来往了。
And Jesus said, Leave her alone.
但是耶稣说，不要来干扰她。
For she did for me what you failed to do when I came to your home.
因为她在我身上所做的，你们没有人这样做。
And that woman went away.
那个妇人离开了。
Knowing that whatever she did,
知道说不管她这一次她做了什么事情，
didn't matter with Jesus.
对耶稣来讲不是那么重要。
But that's not the end of the story.
但这不是故事的结束。
Zacchaeus said, Lord, if I have sinned against anybody, I will make it right.
撒该跟耶稣说，如果我得罪了任何人，我要把这个重新做好。
I'll give half my goods to the poor.
我会把我所有的一半施舍给穷人。
And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore it fourfold.
如果我从任何人得到我不当得的，我必用四倍的钱要归还给他们。
It's not enough for you to come to Jesus unless there's a change in your heart.
当我们来到耶稣的面前的时候，我们如果没有改变我们生命的话是不够的。
People will come asking God to give them back their home.
人可能会来你面前要求你把你那个房子要还给他们。
Their job.
他们的工作。
Their family.
他们的家庭。
But if there's not a change in the heart, it won't make any difference if they get all that back.
但是如果他们心里面没有改变的话，他们所有东西都能够拿回来的话，还是不够的。
Has to be a change in your heart.
在心里面一定有改变才行。
To show that you have connected with Jesus.
来证明说你跟耶稣的生命能重新联合。
And for him to say to you,You are my child.
让他能够说你是我的儿女。
So what do we know about Zacchaeus then? We know that from his life, God wanted him.
从撒该的身上我们可以学习到说神是需要他，是要他的生命。
God restored his importance.
神让他能够使他觉得他是重要的。
And no matter what he's done, Jesus can forgive it.
不管他做过什么事情，耶稣还是能够原谅他的。
I look at myself.
我看看我自己。
And I say.
我说。
God knows where I am.
神知道我在哪里。
I am valuable to him.
我在他面前是有价值的。
And no matter what I've done in my life,
不管我在生命里面做了什么样的事情,
He will forgive me,
他会饶恕我,
and come home to live with me,
他会愿意跟我回到我的家里跟我住在一起,
and I with him,
我也跟他住在一起。
I ask you the question today,
我今天想要问你们一个问题,
How long has it been,
多久之前,
that you have checked up on yourself?
你曾经自我审省察过。
Where do you stand with God?
你在神面前你的位置是什么?
And have you given your life to Him?
你曾经把你的生命奉献给主吗?
With Jesus, there is hope.
耶稣,在耶稣面前我们是有希望。
Without Him,
没有他,
you are nothing.
我们是什么都没有。
So I ask you today,
所以今天我问你们
As we sing the closing hymn,
当我们唱回应的诗歌的时候
Your pastor is here before us,
你们的牧师在我们当中
Look at your life,
看看我们自己
And if you see that you've come up short,
如果你看到自己没有达到那个神所要我们达到的标准
With where you think you ought to be,
然后看看你觉得你现在应该在什么地方
Then you come,
请你来
Because Jesus is calling you.
因为耶稣在对你呼唤。
Don't tarry.
不要
等待。Don't wait.
不要等待。
Come.
请来。
对不起啊。
谢谢。
我们一起起立来唱回应诗歌419首。419。419 419